Joining us on the telephone this morning from Juneau is Aaron Elmore. And Aaron, are you the, what do I call you, the director of the Theater in the Rough?
I'm a co-artistic director and co-founder. My wife, Katie Jensen, and I founded Theater in the Rough 20 years ago now. We started our first production, was a production called Tally's Folly by Lanford Wilson. Had two people in it. That was she and I. We opened on Halloween night in 91, I believe, or 92, excuse me. And we had six people in the audience.
Were you angling to get into Shakespeare all along? Was that the objective, to be able to do Shakespeare with a local company in Juneau?
I think that's a pretty fair question. Yeah, we have loved Shakespeare's work since we were very young. Katie saw her first Shakespeare play when she was eight. So a production of The Winter's Tale in Ashland at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, actually. And my first Shakespeare I ever saw was, I think, back in college, and I saw a production of Midsummer Night's Dream. And the first Shakespeare, though, that I actually saw ever performed was a production of Macbeth, and I saw it on public television. It was the very end of the play, and it was this tremendous fight scene, and we were just sort of channel surfing, which back in those days, of course, involved turning a knob that went thump, and we landed on this black and white sort of off-kilter picture of these two guys just wailing on each other with these enormous broadswords and screaming and yelling and carrying on, and my heart was taken from me from that very moment. I was absolutely over the moon for this guy, and obviously over the years I've learned much about his comedies, his histories, his tragedies, everything he's ever written, and the enthusiasm I've have that playwright just gets deeper and richer every year, I think.
Yeah, I saw Measure for Measure at Ashland last September.
Okay.
And I was just sitting there clutching my chest during that show. And I think the only Shakespeare, I hadn't seen a Shakespeare in a long time. It might have been one of your shows. I want to say it was As You Like It several years ago.
And it was.
And you performed it in the Holy Trinity Church there in Juneau.
Yes, we did. The old McPheeters Hall,
right.
With its pointy roof and our set that was sort of knocked together on platforms up in the middle of the room. The audience at that time sat below the action.
Yes.
It's funny you mentioned As You Like It. As You Like It, the role of Rosalind, the main character in that, was played by Denise Gott, who is actually directing our production of The Lion in Winter, which is a show we're doing in Juneau right now. We'll be just closed last weekend, and had a wonderful time running that show for about 4 weeks.
And you're bringing it to Sitka this Friday and Saturday. And The Lion in Winter is not Shakespeare. It's modern. And why The Lion in Winter? Does that dovetail with your ensemble?
Certainly, the aesthetically and look-wise, yeah. The simple and glib answer, I guess, would be, well, Lion in Winter, why not do it? We already have all the gear. But I think deeper than that, we've spent enough years exploring some ancient. I suppose we've done some Greek pieces as well. We were a classically based theater, and we have long been completely overwhelmed by how much we learn about ourselves today by looking at these plays that were written many, many years ago. And a lot of the people and subject matter of those plays are certainly kings and queens, and how the world kind of gets distilled down into the life of a monarch has a certain reflection to today, but I think more than that, it's how we want to be kings and queens of our own lives, and we all have these similar sorts of passions and foibles and weaknesses. James Goldman wrote a really brilliant and very funny play about a husband and wife, a king and a queen of England back in 1183, Henry II and Eleanor of Aquitaine. Shakespeare never wrote about those particular folks, but we've thought for a long, long time that this particular piece would be a lot of fun to do. Katie, in particular, my wife, plays the role of Eleanor in the piece, and it's fantastic. It's been on her list to do for many, many years, I think. So it turned out to be just a very nice fit. It's also enormously producible, unlike many Shakespeare's, where you really need at least a dozen people to put the thing on. This one only needs seven. So it's nice to take a break from the big giant plays every once in a while.
So it's not necessarily a contextual fit for you guys. It's mainly your costume room. You've got the pantaloons and the swords.
And swords, and we got all the bits and pieces. Yeah.
And you mentioned that this is a comedy. I know a lot of people have seen The Lion in Winter. I think it won the Oscar in 1968, Best Picture, with Peter O'Toole and Katharine Hepburn. Is that when people come to see The Lion in Winter, do you worry that they're always holding that in their mind, or is this the kind of play that you just kind of get absorbed in the action right away?
I guess as actors, we've long ago let go of the idea that we're ever going to be the last people to perform these plays. As we've done this now 20 years, we've built up a number of aesthetics and sort of ideas that really, you know, that we adhere to and that we keep coming back to. And probably the most important one is that it's much more important for us as performers and as artists to be out there on the stage to offer a gift for the audience rather than to be on stage demanding a reaction from them or wanting to get something back. That kind of decision colors everything that we do from top to bottom. And the other thing is that we've never, ever set out to do the perfect production, because a perfect production would never want to be done again, and nobody would ever want to do this play again. There's no such thing as a perfect production. First of all, there's hardly anything more boring than perfection. But in addition to that, all plays, every play that ever gets produced, has a life and a context that exists between that particular audience and that particular company and that particular night. And that kind of chemistry and magic is what fascinates me about this art form, and it's probably the reason why I do it. So, yes, I know that people will come to this production and they'll be, you know, they will hear some lines and they'll hear echoes of Kate Hepburn and Peter O'Toole, certainly. But they're our performances, and they will be our performances for the audience who comes to see them. And when that audience goes home and when we go home, there'll never be those performances ever again. Those will be unique. And that's what this is all about.
Aaron, where is the humor in The Lion in Winter?
Well, golly, it's a dreadful bunch of people stuffed together in a castle for the holidays. It's a recipe for being able to sit back and watch a bunch of other people's problems get worked out some of the rattiest and nastiest ways you can imagine. The characters are fantastic and marvelous, and all of them have what you might call big personalities, and you can stuff all those together in one place. They're also all very, very smart, and so the things they say about each other and to each other are very witty. And some of them are not very nice, and some of them are totally accurate, but they are a lot of fun to watch.
And you mentioned at the beginning of the interview that Katie Jensen, your co-founder and wife, mm-hmm. Is playing Eleanor of Aquitaine. Who's playing Henry? Is it you by any chance?
Yes, I am playing Henry, and that's another great fun thing for us as artistic directors to be able to have another director step in and direct the piece. It allows us to take on leading roles in the production, which is something obviously we enjoy doing a lot. These roles are actually really good for us as well at this particular time in our lives and our careers. And so we thought this would be a good fit for us to do right now. And then we have the added joy of being able to ask Denise if she would be willing to direct it. And this is actually a movie and a play that she has loved for years and years and years, and as a performer, as an actor, she's long dreamed of directing a piece. It's not an uncommon dream for actors, I don't think, and that's certainly been a long-standing one for her. So she's had a chance to come together with a very strong company and direct a piece that she loves a lot.
Aaron, this Friday and Saturday night when you stage the play in Sitka, what's the youngest child you recommend somebody bring to this play? I mean, as far as content?
That's a great question. Obviously, it's complex. There's some kids who are terrified of going into a dark room with a bunch of people, no matter how old they are, and some kids who have been raised on theater from a long time ago. This play has what I would, the modern parlance in the movie terms would be language. It has some of that, references to female dogs and illegitimate children. I wouldn't call it extreme by any means, and by modern movie standards, I'd say it's actually quite tame. I would say if you've got kids who are used to coming to theater, 8 and 10 would probably enjoy this. It's definitely got its darker moments, but it's a lot of fun.
All right. Any beheadings or anything like that?
No. There's one sort of dreadful moment when Henry gets the idea that all the boys need to be brought low for the things they've done, and they've all betrayed him at this point. And rather than disown them, he decides on a more permanent solution. But I'm probably not tipping much to say he can't go through with it when that moment comes. So.
Aaron Elmore is the director and co-founder of Juno's Theater in the Rough. He'll be performing this Friday and Saturday at the Performing Arts Center. The play is The Lion in Winter, and curtain is at 7 o'clock, Aaron?
7 o'clock, that's right.
And tickets will be on sale, I presume, now at Old Harbor Books?
That's right. Yeah, okay. Old Harbor Books, and they'll have tickets at the door as well.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Aaron, for joining me.
Thank you.